Blog Talk Radio.
Holistic health, inspiring stories, here on Blog Talk Radio with Heather Berger. Build and connect with your community in a way that is fun and informative. Share on social media, embed on your webpage, and subscribe on iTunes. To book an interview, call 780-239-0323. Share your passion. Holistic health. Inspiring stories. Here on Blog Talk Radio. Hear more at blogtalkradio.com/MissLaughALot. That's MissLaughALot.
Good afternoon, world. This is Miss Laughalot here on the line from blogtalkradio.com. And we have a beautiful guest on the line. Her name is Deanne Riendo from Edmonton, Alberta. And we are going to be, Alexis, Trinity Love, and I are going to be interviewing her right away here. Deanne, can you hear me?
Hello, hey. I can hear you. Yes, nice to see you. Nice to hear you.
Yeah, we're here now. Hey, Deanne.
I know, it took us a little bit, but we did it.
We're so excited to have you on the line here, and we're so excited for you to tell us all about the Feel Good Fest. Ladies and gentlemen, Deanne Riendo, if you haven't heard about her and the big deal that she's created in Edmonton and across the world, globally, she's on a mission, and she's done a really great job in about 3 years. It's been 3 years, hey? Three or four?
Three years. Yeah, we're just celebrating 3 years, actually, at the event. We're going to do a big celebration party.
Nice. Okay, Deanne, I'd like to introduce you, everybody, to Alexis Trinity Love, too. This is her first radio show, and so we're just really welcoming her, and she's going to interview you. I'm going to pass the phone to you. Thank you so much, Deanne.
Wonderful. Hi, Alexis.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks. So I wanted to start off with asking you, what is your purpose in life?
Oh, our purpose in life. You know, I say this a lot in the speaking that I do. And, you know, I really, truly believe that everyone's fundamental purpose in life is to raise the vibration of everyone you come into contact with. So however you do that is, by definition, your purpose. So whether that is just being one of those people who shines their light and smiles to people and says hello to people and, you know, tries to do the right thing and be good, you know, if that is, you know, what fulfills that obligation to raise the vibration of those around you, then you're fulfilling purpose. And I think sometimes what happens is people get really caught up in this idea of purpose, and they think, well, no, my purpose is to, like, be a mother and have children, and my purpose is to start this company and do this, you know. And I think that it doesn't really matter how you go about doing that. If you go back to the fundamental purpose of why you're really here, you know, your job is to shine your light on the world. And, you know, that might sound a bit hokey and woo-woo, but the honest truth of what I've discovered over my lifetime has really been that at the end of the day, my job is to make the world around me a better place. And so however I do that is however I choose to do that. So, you know, I was very blessed in my life that I was given kind of this tool or this idea, this vision to create a healthcare system. And so that's the gift that I was given in order to use as a platform to be able to shine my light. And to raise the vibration of those around me. So there, that's kind of what I say is my purpose and is what everybody's purpose. And how we choose to do that is really up to us.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. So next question, how do you ensure you stay aligned and focused on your purpose when there is so much happening?
Oh, we live in a crazy world, don't we? You know, there's so much going on. I mean, I'm giggling because right now I am working like 14-hour days in preparation for Feel Good Fest. I have two small children. I'm a single mom. So my life is crazy, but you know what? There's so many blessings within the thread of my life. And so for me, in terms of being able to stay focused, is really actually about being able to stop and smell the roses. It truly is. You know, taking that moment to take a deep breath throughout the day. And I've had to do that a few times today, to be honest, because it's been one of those days where, you know, you get a booth cancellation and then you get somebody else calling needing this and needing that. And it's easy to feel like you're, you know, the chicken with the head cut off, right? And so, you know, in order to kind of stay aligned with what we are supposed to be doing, we also have to check in with ourselves and making sure that we're taken care of first and foremost. And that's a really hard concept for most of us, that self-care piece, because we've been kind of taught since day one that we have to take care of everybody else. And if you're a mom listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, your kids come first, you know, in most cases. But the truth is that we deplete ourselves. We deplete our energy. We deplete our patience. And then when we do that, then there's not as much left to give the people that we love. And so my, you know, my way of really staying in alignment is about checking in with myself. It's about making sure that I'm getting the rest that I need, getting the food that I need, getting the breaks that I need, allowing myself to have those breaks without having guilt because that email didn't go out or whatever. And also really listening to my kids and listening to the people around me in terms of what they need. And so when I find that my kids, you know, need my attention and my energy, I really have to put those, you know, the work stuff aside or the other purpose stuff aside, because my kids are also part of my purpose and I want to raise their vibration too. So I go with the ebb and the flow. And, you know, I've heard people talk about, oh, you got to find balance and things like that. I don't know if there's such thing as balance, because most of the time I don't feel balanced. But what I do feel is purposeful. And that to me, and following the ebb and the flow of the energy of that, that to me is kind of the key. And I think there's a special formula for everybody. And it's just a matter of kind of figuring that formula out. You know, right now I am working longer days, and so my kids probably aren't getting as much energy from me as they normally would. And you know what? Right now, that's okay, because once this expo is over, then my kids will get a lot more of me. And so they understand that they have to go with the ebb and the flow. And I also understand that I have to go with the ebb and the flow of where my energy is being demanded of me. And I think that's really important for people to kind of understand, you know, your business or your purpose, if it's a career or if it's, you know, a volunteer position, you know, you can't pour all your heart into that one thing, right? You know, I think we have to really be mindful that there's different parts of our lives, loved ones, career, business, you know, they all need part of us at some point or another. It's just about navigating with the flow of that, if that makes sense.
Awesome. So, Deanne, apparently we only have like 60 seconds left, so could you sum up in
a
quick minute? Quick minute.
Well, you know what? I know it's tight, but you know what? I've established Canada's first holistic healthcare system. What we do is we match the public with the provider. So we not only help the public to find what they're seeking, we help the provider to access the clients that they're looking for as well and help them to thrive in their businesses. And so that's part of my purpose. And one of the ways that we access the public and we help our health partners and health providers to get exposure is through our Feel Good Fest. So Feel Good Fest is October 21st and 22nd. It's at the Prince of Wales Armory in Edmonton. It's a really feel-good event, and it's meant to leave you feeling better than when you came in the door. So we really encourage people to check it out. You can go to check it out on the website, yourholisticearth.ca, and learn a bit more about who we are as Your Holistic Earth and Canada's holistic healthcare system. And you can get tickets right online as well. So we'd love to have you.
Thank you so much. It's Ms. Lafleur Buckenline. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great life. And please do check out Feel Good Fest and a little tongue twister, too. We'll see you around the playground. Thank you so much, Deanne.
Holistic
Thank
health.
Thank you for having
Inspiring stories here on Blog Talk Radio with Heather Berger. build and connect with your community in a way that is fun and informative. Share on social media, embed on your webpage, and subscribe on iTunes. To book an interview, call 780-239-0323. Share your passion. Holistic health. Inspiring stories. Here on Blog Talk Radio. Hear more at blogtalkradio.com/MissLaughALot. That's MissLaughALot.
Hey, Deanna, you still there?
I'm still here. Oh, I had a lot to say today, apparently.
Yeah, and we might still be online, so I'm just going to send it out there. So this could be a little secret song. And if you have anything else to say,
goody.
It's a really great time. Yeah, if we can do, yeah, that happens. Yeah, if there's anything else you want to
Well, sometimes it does. Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think I got just about everything I needed to say out. And, you know, I just encourage people to check out our website and explore it and see what we can do for them. You know, my focus is to really take care of other people, you know, and that means the public who are, you know, struggling with their health or feeling frustrated that they're not getting the help that they need. And then, of course, helping the amazing providers out there. Man, there are so many great alternative health providers that can do so much for so many people. And they're just not really that accessible. And so that's exactly what we're really trying to work towards, is getting that accessibility piece in place for alternative health care.
Awesome. Well, so if you want to meet this wonderful lady and come to her events, she hosts a lot of events, and she's a powerhouse. So I definitely check her out in the Feel Good Fest. Yeah, definitely check it out. So thank you so much for your time, Deanne, and we'll see you around the playground, hey?
Sounds great. We'll see you soon, Heather.
Yes. Okay. Bye for now. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.